Firsto, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Thursday the 11th of June, I hope you're well. Coming up.
And we've seen the police use plastic bullets.
Second night of unrest across Northern Ireland, and the 2026 World Cup gets underway tonight. Plus we've all the other news making the headlines, and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, violence continued for a second night in Northern Ireland last night over fresh disorder reported in Belfast and Derry. People lit fires and attacked police in North Belfast, where water cannon was deployed and several vehicles were set alight. 27 people were forced from their homes and properties were damaged in Tuesday night's unrest. In Derry, items were set on fire near the Ardmore Road, prompting police to warn motorists to avoid the area. Meanwhile, the family of the man seriously injured in Monday night's knife attack in Belfast have appealed for calm, condemning the violence and saying it doesn't reflect their values. Reporter Tom Parmenter was at the main flashpoint on the outskirts of North Belfast.
Stones, bricks, missiles, fireworks going off, fire is being set. We saw the water cannon deployed and we've seen the police use plastic bullets.
Meanwhile, a senior Catholic Church figure has condemned the recent violence and racist attacks, saying they have no place in society. The chair of the Council for Catholic Maintained Schools, Bishop Donald McKeown, says some families have become so fearful they're keeping their children home from school. He says every child should feel safe attending school and has urged school communities to reach out to worried families and continue offering a welcome to people of all backgrounds. There were reports of further explosions in Iran overnight. Earlier, Donald Trump had promised to hit the country hard if a peace deal wasn't finalised. Tensions rose again after he accused Tehran of shooting down a military helicopter over the Strait of Hormuz. Here's US Defence Secretary Pete Hegseth.
The president expects us to be strong and resolute with the way that we respond and bring firepower, and we will certainly do that if need be.
The trial of a man accused of trying to kill three children in Dublin City over 2 years ago will today be shown CCTV footage. 52-year-old Riad Bushakar, of no fixed abode, has pleaded not guilty to eight charges relating to the alleged incident at Parnell Square on the 23rd of November 2023. The jury heard yesterday from the parents of a number of children injured in the alleged incident. It heard one young girl is in a wheelchair and non-verbal as a result of her injuries. The European Central Bank is expected to raise interest rates today by 0.25%, taking the key rate up to 2.25%. It would mark the first increase since 2023 as the bank responds to renewed inflation pressures linked to higher energy costs. The move is set to feed through quickly to mortgage holders here, particularly the country's 110,000 tracker mortgage customers. It will also increase borrowing costs more broadly, adding further pressure on households who are already facing rising living costs. Remote and hybrid workers are more productive, have a better work-life balance and face lower childcare and commuting costs. That's according to new research commissioned by trade union Forsa, which finds managers also reported fewer missed deadlines among remote staff than those working fully on site. Forsa campaigns director Kevin Donoghue says 6 years on from the shift to remote working, people are getting more done and working in more ways that are sustainable for them.
I suppose the thing that we have learned after having spoken to 20,000 workers in Ireland is that remote and hybrid working delivers for pretty much everyone across the board. It's beneficial to the individuals or the workers' lives. It's beneficial to the communities in which they operate, and their families see benefits as well. So right across the board, there's a positive story to tell in respect of remote and hybrid working policies.
Gardaí are appealing for witnesses following a fatal road crash in Louth yesterday evening. A man in his 80s died after the car he was driving was involved in a collision with a truck on the N2 at Edmundstown near RD shortly before 6 o'clock. Gardaí are asking anyone who witnessed the collision or who may have dashcam footage from the area to come forward. More than 2 million pharmacy visits are made every week. The competition watchdog wants to know if consumers are getting the best deal. The CCPC has launched a review of the retail pharmacy market following complaints and concerns about competition and transparency. The study will look at how easy it is for customers to compare prices and switch pharmacies, as well as the impact of changes in the market. Geoffrey Gray, Commissioner with the CCPC, says customers can feel priced out of an important service.
It's an essential item, and the consumers who are using pharmacies, particularly for prescription medications, are often in a vulnerable state because they're unwell. So it's really important that the market is functioning in a way that gives consumers good value, and where information on prices and value for money are made very clearly to consumers.
And in sport, the wait is over as the 2026 World Cup gets underway tonight, with Mexico taking on South Africa in Mexico City. 48 teams will compete at the tournament, which will be played over 39 days across the three host nations of the United States, Canada and Mexico. An opening ceremony will take place ahead of tonight's match, with Shakira and Burna Boy performing this year's World Cup anthem. And these fans in Mexico can't wait.
Yeah, I'm so excited because it's the football is the happiest for me.
One of the most important events in my country.
Football, it's a language for the people.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.